Bye.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
In a few days' time, KZN residents will get a chance to have their say on Eskom's request to hike its electricity prices. The power producer is asking the energy regulator for a 36% increase next year. It says the tariff increase will help it improve the generation, transmission and distribution of electricity while allowing the utility to be more financially sustainable. NERSA is kicking off public hearings on the proposed hike in the Western Cape on Monday. The KZN leg will be held in Durban on Thursday and Friday next week. Several civil society groups, organizations and political parties have come out strongly to reject the proposed increase. The DA's Kevin Milam says they've already submitted to NERSA the first batch of over 200,000 signatures of South Africans from a petition calling for the application to be withdrawn.
We see this as a powerful call from South Africans across the country for urgent action on the ongoing energy crisis. This petition signals the frustration and fatigue of millions who are grappling daily with the economic and social impacts of sky-high electricity prices, the cost of living crisis, a recent history of devastating load shedding, and unreliable power supply in hundreds of municipalities.
Motsi Kokoma from the Cry of the Excluded organization has urged South Africans to not let this opportunity to share their views go to waste.
In other words, we are pushing the unemployed and the poor working class people to a corner where when they resist that, it will be a time bomb which is ticking now. And then now when you buy electricity of 10 rand, really it is less than 4 units. And then when you increase that by 36%, 10 rand won't buy anything anymore.
Meanwhile, the Minister of Electricity and Energy, Kgosietso Ramokgopa, says South Africa will declare uranium a critical mineral to stop the country's nuclear ambitions. The Nuclear Energy Corporation of South Africa yesterday signed MOUs with the US, Korea and China to advance uranium mining, fuel fabrication and nuclear medicine. The top story this hour, NERSA will hold public hearings into Eskom's request to hike its electricity tariffs next week. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Bafana Bafana and Uganda have just kicked off their dead rubber AFCON qualifier. Rassie Erasmus banks on a 5-3 split on the bench to counter England's kicking. And Yannickson and Taylor Fritz book their spots in the ATP Tour Finals last fall.